representing royalty. The series is on royalty, and the subtitle is called Endowment. Now, you may be like me, I had to go look it up, you know, because if you don't get what you have or what God have for you broken down, you'll run around here and just be impressed by anything come up. The devil can deceive you. There are many deceiving spirits in the world. But I'm going to tell you something. The word of God, if the Bible said it's sharp and it's powerful, it'll break through anything. It will not allow you to be deceived if you got enough word in you. And God gave me a revelation before I left home. I'm going to hope that I can fit it in here. I'm only preaching that I know of these next 3 weeks. This is the second week. Okay, the first week I preached on entitlement, mm-hmm. royalty. Let me get back into this here. And so I'm commanded to train on the kingdom, how to live in the kingdom, not just go to church, live in the kingdom.
Amen.
And Jesus told us to first do what? Seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Righteousness means his right way of doing things. He had already told us in the Old Testament, you know, it's not your ways, it's his ways. And he said, our righteousness is as what? Filthy rags. So we have to come in here and let him tear us down, like we said, and rebuild us the way he wants us to be rebuilt. So he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and his way of doing things. So I'm going to continue my teaching on royalty. And we came from, royalty means to come from a kingly ancestor. It was ancestry? Yeah. Mm-hmm. In other words, somebody in your family was royal. Now, when you get born again, mm-hmm. you don't just join church. You get born again into the kingdom of God. In the kingdom of God, he is the King of Kings, okay? And he has his own kingdom, his realm. We said, and we have taught you that there are two realms. You know, we got the world system, and then we got God. And we are in the world, but we are not of the world. We are born into the kingdom of God, and he's the King of Kings. So if he's the king, and we are his children, that makes us royal.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. So, you know, some people don't like it when I say this here. You got to deny your old bloodline.
You're right.
You know, they might say, well, you know, in my family, you know, all of this run, diabetes run, this run, high blood pressure run. You need to say, in my family is healing, because I've been translated out of the kingdom of darkness and I've been inserted into the kingdom of light.
Amen.
And you got to understand, you know, I heard somebody say, well, all they want to preach on is prosperity. We teach in prosperity. In order to teach God's prosperity, your soul got to prosper, which is your mind, your willpower, and your emotions. Amen. And when that prosper, you'll realize everything in the kingdom belongs to you. Amen. Amen. You know, and so because we have been adopted into Jesus Christ, our salvation, he adopts us into his royal kingdom.
Amen.
Amen. And then he gives us a word. He calls us the royal priesthood.
Yes, he does.
Amen. So, you know, you may not be used to being royal. So now royalty, what comes with royalty is entitlements. Now we said, this is what I taught the first time. Entitlement means once you have been given a position, there are certain things that come with that position. We talked one time about part-time Christians and full-time. We got a lot of them want to be part-time. I call them half-breeds, you know. Half the time they want to live right, and then they change like this thing. If they get around somebody else, they want to live like that. You know, but you got to understand that with real Christians, amen, when you are really inducted and adopted and realize your position, Glory to God, you are entitled. When you have full time on a job, you are entitled to full time benefits. Ooh, amen. That's like your entitlement. Amen. I remember when I worked a job, they didn't want to pay me full time. You see, they'll try to get around them full time benefits. So you know what is how many hours?
29 at our school.
Yeah, well, 40 hours is regular. It's regular. They would give me 37 and a half.
Yeah.
You know, they would try to cheat me. They knew that if I ever hit 40, they would have to give me full in my entitlements. So they didn't want to do that. So, you know, they would give me 39 and a half, 30, 38, you know, different stuff like that. You know, but I caught on and I told them they can keep it, you know, and everything, because I need my full benefits.
Yes.
Amen. And when you come to church, you don't come here to count folks. You don't come here to look and see who like you and who don't like you. I hope everybody gets saved and like everybody, but I'm here for a reason.
Yes.
Just like when you go on that job, you there for a paycheck. Come on here, somebody. You're not there to get in on the latest gossip. You're not there to peek, wink your eye at some man or some woman. You're supposed to be there to do a job. And once you do your job, you're entitled to your check.
Yes.
You show up, you do your job, you're entitled to your check.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So that's what we taught on the first Sunday, entitlement. When we became children of God, we stepped into royal bloodline and became a royal priesthood. With that position came entitlement.
Yes, it did.
God said, I make you the head, not the tail, above and not beneath. He said that he would take sickness and disease away from us. He was giving us everything that he had in the kingdom. Now listen to this. When Adam and Eve, you know, I always go back to Genesis 3. That's your foundation. I didn't have that in my till I got ready to leave. When God created Adam and Eve, he made them in his likeness, after his image and in his likeness. And what he did was, he put inside of them what they were going to need to do the job done that he was giving them. Now, he gave them the earth, and he told them, you know, as long as you, you know, do what I say, you can multiply, you can increase. See, we didn't come up with wealth. God did.
Right, okay? Right.
Abraham didn't come to God and say, make me rich. Mm-mm. He chose Abraham. And as Abraham obeyed God, God made him rich.
Amen.
He did the same thing with his son, you know, and on down the line. So riches and wealth is a part of God. You know, it's a part of your covenant, your entitlement. And so you got to understand, you know, 1 Peter 2, verses 9 through 12. I'm not going to read all of that. But it says, we are a chosen generation, a holy nation,
uh-huh,
a particular people, that we should show forth the praises of him who has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. And like I said, he's the King of Kings and we are his children. And if we are children, the Bible says we are heirs. What is an heir? An heir is someone that has been given something. You know, somebody can leave you some money, they can leave you a house, they can leave you a car. Because we his children, you become heirs. Mm-hmm. We have heirs. All of our children are heirs, you know, that are born in our home. So when you get born again in Jesus, mm-hmm, you become heirs. Heirs of what? The kingdom. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And you got to understand, and it says, joint heirs with Jesus Christ. That's Romans 8, 16, and 17. And that means you have an inheritance.
Amen.
That you are entitled to.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
you know, Lord. You can look at, I'm not using nobody in here. You can have a child. Mm-hmm. And you can tell them once you reach 18. Now, I got a car I'm going to give you, but you can't get it until you reach 18. And you're praying and you should be training that by time they get that age, mm-hmm, they're matured enough for
Come
you
on.
To pass that inheritance down.
Right.
You know, sometimes we don't do our job. I mean, you got to let them know. Now, you're responsible for the tires. You're responsible. You know, my mama didn't teach me, so when she gave me the car, I ran out of oil and tore the motor up in it. Amen. I really did, because, you know, nobody instructed me. And see, what the instructions is, with the entitlement comes endowment, meaning that God is going to give you instructions. He gave Adam and Eve what they need. He said, now listen, everything that God did, y'all hear me say this all the time. Everything that before he gave Adam and Eve the world, mm-hmm. he created everything in it. So everything they did came from what he did.
Amen.
You'll never get the big head. You'll never be older than your mama or your daddy, okay? Everything they are, they the one birth you out. God created the heavens, the earth, the trees. He created everything. Amen. Then he put man in a blessed position in the Garden of Eden, and he gave him the authority. Mm-hmm. He put it in him. He endowed it into him.
Yes.
He gave them the authority. He gave them the instructions. He gave them the wisdom to know. See, it's a shame to give somebody something and then don't tell them what to do with it.
Come on.
God is not like that, you know? So that's how come he set up these churches and put you under pastors that's going to train you. Amen. So that you won't get deceived. So he told him, he said, of all of the trees you can eat of, but the tree that's in the middle of the garden of Eden, don't eat of that. They had one thing.
Don't do
that. They weren't even hungry. You know? But the wisdom that you put in, you endowing wisdom in there.
Yeah.
You know, I'm telling you what to do. I'm telling you that if anybody come asking you this, don't go with strangers. Don't do this. You endowing wisdom into them. You're training them how to operate while you at home, because you know I ain't gonna be with you all the time.
Right.
So you're gonna have to take impart it into you. And you're gonna have to let this be the law. Amen. So God don't play. He know he created them in his image, after his likeness. So they had the understanding what to do and what not to do.
Right.
Now, are we going to deal with this summer? We're going to deal with spiritual warfare, where Satan come from and all of that. But you know, the devil got knocked out out of heaven because he was what? He was prideful. And he said he was going to take God's place.
Too big for his riches.
You know, and so God kicked him out. Okay. But he resided in what we call a heavenly place. It's a place right above the earth, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
So, but God said, I give you power over everything.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, what they did was, the devil is a deceiver. So he went, got in the body of a snake. The snake had legal rights in the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, I don't believe that. I don't believe a snake could walk. Look, some of them folk walking now, I wouldn't believe that should be out here walking, but you know, I believe God's word. And so he knew that Eve, so he deceived Eve. How did he deceive Eve? He changed the information that God had put in her.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the devil want to do. First, he don't want you to get in a good Bible believing, Bible teaching, strong church where you know you got power over that devil and you can shut his mouth and shut him down. Amen. And once he do that, you know, you learn that, then he'll try to come. And if you don't watch the information, if you don't watch what comes into your ears, and people like for you to be on their level, they want you to feel comfortable around them. See, when you walking in your authority, it's not that I'm trying to be high-minded, but they don't like it. They do not like it. You know, you don't like that you don't cuss. They don't like that you don't smoke. They don't like, you know, they feel uncomfortable. So they're going to do everything they can to try to get you to stay on that level. Come on here, so that they don't be uncomfortable. And you ought to not be just altogether comfortable around a bunch of self. You don't have to talk them down. You don't have to hit them upside the head every time they say something wrong. But you need to walk in the endowment that's been put in you. And I'm not going to stay around it for too long.
Come on,
because
Pastor.
Whatever you stay around, either it's going to suck what you got in you out, or you going to suck what it got in it out.
Mm-hmm.
And so after That devil spoke through that snake and changed Eve's mind. Mm-hmm. She told the devil, I'm not supposed to touch this. That's she said, touch it, but God said, eat of it. He knew he couldn't go to Adam and get him, but he went to the closest thing Adam had, which was his wife. Mm-hmm. Anything you put before God, your husband, your wife, your children, the devil's going to use it. Amen. You can get mad with me if you want to, but he's going to use it. Then you're going to have to teach them, I ain't falling down for nobody. I love you, but I ain't going to hell for you.
Right.
I love you, but you ain't going to do this in my house. Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. You have to have standard. This was a law. Do not eat of the tree.
Yeah.
But he looked at her. The devil knew that he cared about her. He didn't want to cause no division. Mm-hmm. You know, so I don't want to make her mad. I'd rather make them mad than make the Lord mad with me.
Yeah.
So soon as the devil changed the information in her heart, then he turned around. She changed it. Oh, come on and just eat. So he ate of the fruit. The minute he ate of the fruit, they got put out of the prosperity. They got put out of the garden. God ain't playing. Now, what changed the endowment that he gave them? You ever gave somebody something and it was supposed to be used for something? You let them use the card to go to the store and they went somewhere they ain't had no business being. I loaned my car out one time and it got shot up with the one that I loaned it to. And when it came back, they weren't caring about, you know what I'm saying? I had paid for this car. This was my, they didn't care about that. They were just all out for themselves. An endowment is also to be used for a specific situation. God not giving you the Holy Ghost to take it to the club. He ain't giving you the Holy Ghost to hook up with a demon die who messed you up last time and then didn't have you go trudging right back to him again thinking he gonna change. He ain't gonna change unless the Lord say something. You need to stay away from certain people. Y'all say amen, oh me, oh my. It's the truth. Quit putting yourself in circumstances where people gonna misuse and abuse you. When you come to church, you come to get you some strength. So when he come winking his eye with his shirt all open, walking with his pants down and half his butt out, you say, no, been there, done that, ain't going back. Amen.
Amen.
You got to learn. You got to get you some strength.
Amen.
This is what getting in the word and sitting under a strong teaching is strengthens you.
Amen.
I'm too important. God done invested too much in me for me to take myself out there and let you treat me like I ain't nothing. He done put too much in me. Glory to God. Oh, when I got the Holy Ghost, oh, then you a holy roller now. I said, I wish he would roll me on the floor. Glory to God. When I was rolling in my sin, ain't nobody said nothing about that. Come on here, somebody. But I wish he would roll me. Hallelujah. Some of y'all need another good rolling. Talking about all that stuff. See, I know, been there, done that, and it's been 40-something years since I've been out of it, and ain't going back.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Yeah. That old tongue, been somewhere everywhere. Nasty, nasty. But you weren't thinking it was nasty back then. So, but the Bible says once you get adopted by God, you become a royal priesthood.
Oh, yeah.
Now, when you come here, many are a product of what they are raised around.
That's right.
So you're going to talk negative. You're going to talk sickness. You're going to walk all out of the will of God. You're still going to go some places. Some of them, they'll look at you and say, go in there and buy me some cigarettes. And there you go. I told my boss one time on a job, I said, that is not in my job description. I ain't buying no cigarettes. You do what you got to do, you know.
Come on.
And everything. So we are chosen generation. And just as sure as you go in there and buy cigarettes, somebody going to see you.
Amen.
Oh, I thought she was saved. I thought he was saved.
That's true. Don't film it.
You better watch it these days. But your position in God entitles you to an inheritance.
All right.
And you got an inheritance with your name on it.
Amen.
Amen. You ain't got to fight. We don't have to fight nobody. It's enough for everybody.
Amen.
Now, not only for finances, but for your healing, for your body.
Yeah.
You got a covenant, you know? Peace for your mind. Now, if you don't get in here and learn how to keep your peace and how to stump that devil and make him get off your body, it ain't nobody's fault but yours.
Amen.
When I took this trip, I was looking for something. And I ended up booking something that I found out I didn't want. And it was it was up in the hundreds, you know. And I decided I didn't want that. But I didn't know I went through a third party. And they they took it off my card and everything. And so the devil tried to ride me. I told John, I said, this is not what I'm looking for. You know, and we tried to call and cancel. They kept hanging up on us and did. So I said, I ain't gonna let this ruin my vacation. Mm-hmm. I just went on and went where I wanted to go and put that aside. Mm-hmm. See, some of y'all would have been fussing and all of this here. Oh, 500, oh, Lord, Lord, Lord. You know, I just took it to the heavens. I took it to the heavens. I said, God, you know, this, you know, I was tired. I was extremely tired when I did this. And I'm going to admit my part for being so tired, I kind of messed up. But I'm telling you, that I want my money back, you know. And I left it alone. And we went on. We had us a good time. I got a lot of rest. I talked with God. So when we came back that day, I called the people. And the lady I called, she said, we can't help you, you know. You're going to have to get in touch with these people. And that was the people that kept hanging up on us. See, when you got a covenant with God, see, this is what I'm talking about, a covenant with God. And so, you know, when she told me, she said, I can't help you. You know, you're going to have to get back with them, and it's up to their discretion what they want to do and everything. So, you know, the devil tried to put all kind of thoughts in my mind. You know, I'm going to call and say, look, y'all know y'all ain't right. Y'all know how y'all saved folks do. You be calling and threatening, calling and wanting to do this here and all of that. But I said, Lord, if I got to pay it, that's okay. I'm gonna claim it. You're gonna give me my money back one way or another. And I left it alone. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, and it was Monday, I was talking to Deaconess Linda, and my phone rang. And I said, look at that. And I saw, let me answer that. And the same lady said, hi, I can't help you. Said, I'm going to get you your money back.
Look at God.
She said, we don't do this for everybody. She didn't even know we was ministers. Yeah. She said, we don't do this for everybody. She said, but I'm going to get you your money back. She said, you call me and let me know if it's been taken off your card by Monday, you know, and everything. But you see, I believe God. I don't pray and then talk about, oh, I'm still... Take it to the heavens and leave it there. He said, what you bind on earth will be bound, and what you loose will be loose. And he said, if you need anything, he said, just ask him. Hallelujah. I didn't fuss about it. I didn't cuss about it. I didn't worry about it. I just took it to the heavens. And I say, you going to show me exactly what to do.
Amen.
And God got on that woman. And she had a plan.
Right.
And she worked that plan.
Amen.
And I believe God, when I call tomorrow, my money gonna be, you know, back.
Yeah.
See, you got to. We don't come to church to play church. We want this thing to work when we leave from church. Anybody misuse and abuse you, you don't have to fuss. You don't have to fight with them. You don't have to go back into your old nature. Cause see, you if the let me tell you this, your inheritance and your blessings is to the new man. Any man be in Christ, he's what?
A new creature.
You got to walk in that every day. I had a choice. I can go back to old me, or I could have done it God's way.
Mm-hmm.
See, he said, if they slap you on the side of the face, you know some of y'all got something. You got something, you ready? Say, you better not slap me. We going to find out who's really saving him.
Right.
And the devil got all kind of circumstances he can put you in to test your salvation. And until you make the right decisions, because the flesh been used to doing it its way. It's been used to talk. It's been used to things. And it still wants that power. But the Spirit of God, he said, you got to be led by the Spirit. And you're going to have to feed that Spirit strong food so that it can overcome your flesh and your emotions.
Amen.
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 Lord, that devil will tell you, I feel like doing this here. Uh-huh. Many people dead and in prison because they felt like doing
Sunday
something.
Right.
So the royalty gave you the title. The entitlement gave you the provisions.
All right.
If you operate out of your new man and not your old man. So your mindset have to change.
Mm-hmm.
I'm entitled to all the privileges of the kingdom, but the problem is none of the promises, like I said, come to the new man. And like I said, 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if any man be in Christ, he talking about man or a woman, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Your mind have to be renewed and have to stop conforming to this world.
All right.
You got to quit acting like a victim every time something happens.
Amen, amen.
Glory to God. So it does not matter how many scriptures you can quote, how many tongues you can talk in.
Come on.
All of this is good, but you have to change that man, that old man, into the new man.
Amen.
People need to see a change.
Amen.
You know, I was in the restaurant. Then the same time we went into the restaurant to eat. While we in the restaurant, Longhorns. we ordered our food. And when the bill came, I looked at the bill. Because, see, I watch everywhere where my money go. And they had one milk, $3.75, and then what I ordered. And then on John, they had one milk, $3.75, and what he ordered. And I said, we didn't order no milk. Where does milk come from? But you see, he was going to, most people just throw him the card and just go ahead and pay. You see what I'm saying? And he was going to take that, whatever, $7 and something.
Yeah.
He, just in case you're not going to tip him, he's going to go in now and put it on milk. And then he's going to go cancel the milk and put the money in his pocket. Oh, God gave me the plan. And John say, brother, what is this milk here? Oh. Well, you see, milk was
there
right next to the other one. Now, how you going to make that mistake two times?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But you see, that's what happens when you're in the flesh.
Come on.
Look out for yourself. You see what I'm saying? And you come up with all of these fleshly gadgets and everything. But you know, we still blessed them with $6.
Yeah.
You know, some people would have said, I ain't giving him nothing. You know, but I let him know, I caught you in your mess. I call you out, but I'm going to go ahead and leave you $6.
Amen?
Amen. Which was still more than, you know, our bill was 20% of our bill. And, you know, I'm like, what in the world? What is these people doing? And I ain't going to tell you about the other one, but, you know, you have to be wise. God will help you. This is how come we go through we get hooked up to royalty. Then we get entitled to all of this stuff, but then you got to be endowed. And the first endowment God give you, he's going to put his wisdom, like he did with Adam. He's going to put his wisdom, his knowledge, and his understanding back in your spirit. Some people want God to just put a money tree in the backyard. You just pick money and you still be broke. You know what I'm saying? See, you can have all the money in the world. I was listening to this preacher this morning, and he was saying how before Elvis Presley died, a guy had him to come over there and meet with him. And he had all the money. He had all the fame. He had all the money. He had all the fine cars. He had Graceland. He had all of this. But he had no peace.
Look at that.
He had no peace. See, money can't buy you peace.
Look at that.
Money can't buy you joy. So no matter how much people try to take it out of me, all she preaching, prosperity, prosperity. I'm preaching that God's prosperity come from the inside, then the outside. He's going to endow your spirit. He's going to teach you how to handle money. He's going to make you, he ain't going to let money handle you. Every time you get an income tax check, there you go. The next week you're stone broke. You get with folks that ain't going to do nothing but spend your money. By the time you come home, you ain't got a dime. Then you got your hand back out. God wants you to have prosperity so that you won't be at the mercy of these people. Come on here, somebody, that you can pay your bills and people won't look at them and say, yeah, they go to church, but child, they got the worst credit in the world. You know, the devil wants to embarrass you, mar you, but God is trying to put something in you, and you're not supposed to stay the same. You come here cussing, you sit under this word enough, that word gonna wash that cuss out of you. You come in here lying. Amen. It's supposed to change you. You're not supposed to stay the same. And if you broke, you're not supposed to stay broke. If you sick, you're not supposed to stay sick. If you depressed, you're not supposed to stay depressed. Hallelujah.
Amen. Right about it.
And it's time we wake up. Hallelujah. The devil ain't gonna deceive me. Hallelujah. He can run as many folks out of here as he want to. I'm going to let him know I'm going to preach the word.
Come on here.
And those that sit under the word, they're going to have some success.
Yes. Amen.
You can't be conformed to this world. The Bible said, be ye transformed, changed by the renewing of your mind.
Amen.
So that it does not matter, like I say, how many scriptures you can quote or whatever. What matters is your lifestyle. What matters is God is important. He's putting an endowment in your spirit. He's not going to give you money, but he's going to give you opportunities.
Amen. Yes, he will.
Amen.
What did he tell Abraham? He said, leave everything you're familiar with. Leave your father's house. He was supposed to leave his daddy there too.
Amen.
That's the truth. I got proof in the word of that.
Mm-hmm.
He was supposed to leave everything that he was accustomed to, used to, relied on, and walk with God. Let God show him his way.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And that's what happened. And see, people don't understand. They want to go to church, but you got to take that undeveloped character, that mindset of the world. That's got to change before you can really walk in the anointing of prosperity and success. You want God to put you on certain jobs. You know, you making people getting tacky now. They go to work tacky. But it's certain jobs you go to get, they ain't going to hire you acting
like that.
They don't want you representing them tacky.
Amen.
Amen. They just don't want you doing that.
Right.
You know, you can't go in there with half your hair rolled up. You know, I went in a restaurant the other day. Now, this is for everybody. I don't care, you know. The lady had on pink hair and the show didn't look. But you know, that's them. You couldn't work in my restaurant.
Amen.
Like that. Well, you just so bigoted. You just so this. No, I want a standard that everybody can go along with. Mm-hmm. Now you can wear your hair. You know what I'm saying? But you know all of these different colors and everything like that. You know you done crossed the line for me at my restaurant. All right.
Mm-hmm.
It's certain things in God you just don't cross the line. You just don't, that's it, you just don't do it. It just, you know, you don't have to dress like Grandma Gray, but you don't have all of your endowment out.
Come on, Pastor, make it
blue. You ever heard it say, she's really endowed, you know what I'm saying? Cover that mess up. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, but they just want you to be like them. No, you be like Jesus. There is a certain limitation, certain laws you just don't cross. I don't care who it is.
Amen.
But we living in a society now, it's your thing. Do what you want to do.
My Lord.
I saw a preacher, he was preaching. I ain't lying, he was preaching the word. He had on some jeans, all his thigh was out.
All right.
Now, I know you got a young church, but that was, I say, not his knee, his whole thigh.
Yeah.
You done gone too far. Yeah.
You telling the truth, Pastor.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I know you about in your 60s, about to cross over to 70 like I am. And you trying to show all of that so that you can have a big church. You know, so it's okay to dress. You know what I'm saying?
You telling the truth.
You got to have standards and your character has, I don't care what you say with your mouth. We're going to watch how you are with your actions. That's how come when you come on these grounds, I want them clean. When you come in this church, I want them clean. And when they run across y'all, I want y'all clean.
Amen.
Amen. We go to live with Christ. One time I was going live with Christ and going in and out of the liquor store over there. Can't you find somewhere and then don't go to the liquor store behind the church?
All right.
Jesus.
We understand.
You have not been fully, you have not tapped into God. They are entitled to more, but they you can live and praise God and speak in tongues and stay broke and stay sick because you are not, you're entitled to it, but you're not packing on the inside what it's going to take to get it.
Amen.
Galatians chapter 4, I'm just going to go over these. It says that you are heir of God. You got entitlements. But he said, as long as you are childish,
all right,
you're not in a place that's forcing you to grow up. See, let me tell you something. You got to, I ain't never had one, but you can have a child, they could be going on 5 years old, still want to suck a bottle.
Amen.
What?
You got to say, look,
amen,
I got to change this.
Mm-hmm.
You 5 years old, you need to get out of them little Pampers, and we're going to train you. You know what I'm saying? You're not helping that child by letting them be 6 years old. I had one still wanted to suck the nipple at that age. Now, that's just too much. Your job is to train them. Your job is to prepare them for the world. Amen.
Amen.
I tell you, when I used to take my little grandchildren, let them put their feet behind somebody's pews. I was testified. I said, put your foot down. You're not going to go in other people's house and tear it up. You ain't going to tear mine up. You're not going to tear somebody else's up.
Amen.
If you don't teach them, train them, impart in them what they need. It don't matter what you know, you may not be Miss America, but one thing about it, when you carry yourself, they're not going to know the difference.
Amen.
You walking in royalty. You putting a demand on the earth. The earth's going to respond back to you because it's responding to the Spirit of God.
Amen.
It's not going to curse you. It's going to bless you. Amen. And people will do like the woman did. He'll do for us that he won't do for everybody else.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I didn't go up there with no big old, well, I'm a preacher. And we didn't even say all of that. I told her that after she told me she gonna get my money, and we prayed for the business. You got to understand the Bible says in Galatians, you are an heir, but you the same as a servant.
Amen.
You Lord of all, but you can't get it because your nature have not grown out of childishness into sons of God. So that you carry yourself in royal discipline as a royal discipline representative.
Amen.
Didn't say folks ain't going to do wrong. Didn't say they're not going to get in your faith. Didn't say all of this. But it's not what they do to you. It's how you
respond to it.
That's what counts. How you respond. God going to judge you for what you do.
Yes.
And he going to judge them for what they do.
Amen.
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 So the fight is not against. So, and not only that, let me go back, as long as there's childishness and you cannot grow up. You ever had children and you got them and you teaching them one thing when they go to school and
look at
the other children are, they go spend a night somewhere, they come back, you got to deprogram them. You know, well, they let me do this over here, you ain't there. And you ain't going back there because we ain't going to have this over here. So if you keep running here, running there, and exposing yourself to places that's not teaching you discipline and trying to grow you up, you gonna come back, you ain't gonna never grow up. You got to stay under the teaching and the training that God give you.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, yes.
Until you get old enough, you can be trusted to go somewhere.
Amen.
I can ride in a car with a man, I don't care how he look. I ain't gonna be getting all lustful.
Mm-hmm.
You can say, well, that's because you married. I did it when I wasn't married. I work with people. You got to control your emotions.
Yeah.
You got to control your attitude. You got to control everything. Got to come under subjection to the word.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. They start stripping. You start running. Do like Joseph. He lost his coat.
Yes, ooh, he did.
You know, where you just scared of that demon right there. The devil with the red dress on.
The devil wear parada.
I know what this is going to come up to. Ain't no need. Well, you know, it's raining. Why don't you just spend the night here? No, thank you.
No, thank you.
You know, thank you. Because I know, see, I can see it in your eyes. Uh-huh.
Amen.
So you got to come out of childishness into sonhood.
Yes.
So that you carry yourself as a royal discipline representatives. Now we are taught that the fight is not in the with the devil. Mm-hmm. The fight is in your flesh, and the devil is used to using your flesh. Mm-hmm. So if you was to scroll down to Galatians 5 and around 16 and 25, he tells us the fight is the flesh against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. He said the flesh lusted against the spirit, and as long as you allow your fleshly man to rule, uh-huh. and you allow your emotions, your carnal ways mean the ways of the world, you're thinking like them. Yeah. If somebody look at you, well, they must be mad with me. Look, people could just have something in their eye. If they got a problem, let it be their problem. Yeah. Don't let it be your problem.
Yeah, they can't help
it. I ain't speaking to them. They ain't speaking to me. They got a problem. Yeah, yeah. Say hello and keep it moving.
Yeah.
You don't let people bring you on their level. Yeah. Keep you in the works of the flesh. And then from verses 19 to 21, and I'm not there, but it began to talk about the works of the flesh. Amen. I ain't going to play with you. You know, envy, idolatry, thinking you all of that in a bag of chips, witchcraft, hatred. It goes into all of this, drunkenness, revelings. And he says, such like. But then he said, they that do these things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. If you still stay in that fleshly nature, if all you do, what they say, a lie is a very present help in time of trouble, you'll pull that lie out in a minute.
Amen.
You know the devil, he's out to steal, kill, and to destroy. You got to keep yourself on the spirit side.
Yes.
And the devil going to do everything he can to weave himself in your flesh so that he can separate you from the kingdom. And then you pray, your prayer ain't going nowhere. What happened to, who was it, Samson? He gave in to Delilah.
Yes, he did.
Cut his hair, she cut his hair off.
Uh-huh. Yes, he did.
And he lost all his power.
Yes, he did.
What happened to Adam and Eve? They got kicked out of the Garden of Eden. Amen. The devil want to kick you out of the good life.
Mm-hmm.
It's here for you.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to, and when you start practicing this, you will make mistakes. You will fall every now and then. But you know, I am going to use that little baby. That little baby fall, her mama ain't going to say, stay there. Your thing, you ain't going to never walk. She pick her up.
Right.
You be in the church. If you mess up, God will pick you up. We'll pick you up.
Yes.
Amen. And we here to help you grow. We know it ain't going to happen overnight.
Right, right.
Amen. We here to help you, strengthen you. But the first thing you do when you mess up, fess up. Lord, I messed up.
Oh, yeah.
Forgive me. Get back in line with him.
Right.
Don't be trying to hide. He know everything.
Everything.
Yeah, Lord, you know what? God, you know my flesh. This thing is a mess. Now I need you to help me to strengthen it and, you know, give me power over. Help me. And he going to start showing you what to do.
Amen.
And when he tell you what to do, do it. And don't be looking at whether somebody else doing it. And just because you change, that don't mean everybody in your house going to change.
That's right.
Hallelujah. It's time we got to grow up so we can defeat the devil. As long as you allow your fleshly man to rule, he will use your emotions, your carnal way of thinking. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible said, as long as you operate in all of these different things,
mm-hmm.
he said, you shall not inherit the kingdom of God. I didn't say that. God said that.
Amen.
So he want us to inherit the kingdom of God. So we go from being adopted into royalty. That means, see, some of y'all don't take it serious. I told my daughter back there when she went into the Air Force, they be talking about, well, what kind of stuff run in your family? Nothing. Not in my Jesus family.
Yeah, right.
Now, if you find something, that's different. But I ain't going to be talking about all these folks that smoke too much and drank too much and tell you all of their, and I had one hand. Yeah, because they were drinking and they were smoking and all of this here, that ain't following me. I've been born again. I ain't giving you all of that. Yeah, probably had all kind of crazies in your family. That ain't gonna make me crazy. Hallelujah. You go tell them all of that, then they gonna be watching you.
Yeah,
it don't run in my family.
All
All right now. Hallelujah. What runs in my family is health and peace and wealth. And I'm going to stay, keep my mind clear till it's time for me to go out of here.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the endowment is God's wisdom he put in you.
Thank you, Lord.
Endowment means it's provided to furnish ability, power, and to equip you. It's a gift that God gives you, his wisdom, knowledge, and his understanding, so that you can operate in royalty. And you're going to look different to people. He said you become a what? Royal priesthood, a peculiar people. True riches from God comes from the inside out. A person that's well endowed physically, you can see it. And a person that's well endowed spiritually, you can tell that.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
God's wealth start from allowing his word to change your mind and deal with your heart. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you know, I don't base nothing I do on what somebody else do. Well, I ain't giving. Y'all giving. Y'all gonna give. Y'all coming to church. I ain't basing on what my husband do. And he's more advent than I am. You better base your life on what this word say.
That's it.
You know. Don't be basing it on what somebody else gonna do or whatever. Amen. When you give like you give to God. Don't worry about when some people seeing a preacher's little children eating ice cream cone talking about that what he doing with our money.
That's his paycheck.
Now you know you sick. You need a spiritual doctor.
That's his paycheck.
Because when I get my paycheck,
there
I don't take nothing else out of the church account. I get paid just like you get paid. And if I want ice cream, I'm going to get
Come
ice
on.
Cream.
There you go.
And I'll sit it and eat it in your face and bind you up if you start messing with me. I don't tell you what to do with your check.
Come
my
on.
Tithes are here before I get my check.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I take care of God. That keeps me in covenant,
Amen.
You know, and everything. The devil going to try to get you out of covenant. He don't want you to find a place to sow your tithes. If you want to grow money, you got to give money. That's the only way it's going to go.
All right.
Amen. And once you give it, don't worry about what if now if they God show you where they not doing nothing with that money. You come here, ain't no lights on too much, and no amen. The church all dirty, nasty, and everything. Then you may need to go somewhere else. If they don't have a reasonable excuse as to why that's like that. Amen. But the earth recognizes the child of God. I'm sure you can go in the room and they can have voices in another room, but you know your child's voice over anybody else's. You ought to know God's voice. You ought to stand here till you know his voice. And a stranger you will not follow. Devil ain't gonna talk me into nothing. If he say God put this sickness on you, now God ain't put it in nowhere in his word. Every time God touch anything, it got healed.
Right.
He don't have to put no sickness. Do you put a sickness on your child and say you stay out there? I want you to get sick, 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 sick to teach him anything. You don't do that. Amen. But people teach all of this different stuff. And when you start having the nature of God, the earth is going to produce blessings to you and not curses.
Yes, right.
It's a law. Psalms 1 verses 2 says, delight thyself in the law of the Lord. These are laws, meaning that you don't break them.
Look at that.
When God tells you something, when you come in here, you have to learn to control your tongue. Quit talking negative talking, cursing yourself and cursing everybody that, you know, oh, look at them. They're going to die. I told them, if anything happened and I ended in the hospital, some of these folks, don't you let them come near me. Pastor about to die, child. She looked like she's going to die.
Never heard a lot.
You better get that thing up out of my way, you know, because I know preacher. I told you, me and I've been going back and forth. She just death, every other thing. I told her, I said, you ain't got to worry about dying. That's going to take care of itself. Living is the thing you got to worry about.
Yeah.
Life and death is in the power of the tongue, and you're going to have to train your tongue to speak life. I speak life over my body. I cannot tell myself, you can live sane. Oh, yes, you can. I don't care how much is out here. Amen.
You're right about
it. You got to talk to yourself. You got to say, self, we ain't going that route. Amen. Hallelujah. Talk to your kidneys. Talk to all of your body. I'm talking to my ligaments. And I say, the older we get, I tell them about me and my husband, the stronger we get.
Amen.
And I told God, you done went in our bone structure and you have renovated, you have redid. Glory to God. I'm not going to be walking like this here. I can walk upright because you, everything that I damaged in my bone structure, you have put it back together again. and you're in my ligaments. Glory to God. See, you ain't got time to gossip if you speaking life over yourself. Get them folks that want to call you in the morning. Girl, did you hear about this? Girl, did you? No, and don't want to hear. Oh, I get back with you. Don't say the date. Just say, I'll get back. Mm-hmm. In this law, he said, you meditate what? Day and night. What are you meditating? The word. What is the word doing? It is endowing you with God's will. You don't know everything about how God operates. It's putting his wisdom, his faith inside of you so that when God want to move and do something, even if you ain't never done it before, you're not going to argue with him. You know, if he tell you, if he stretch a roll of toilet paper across the Grand Canyon and say, walk on it. You meditate in that word. What did he tell Peter? No, Peter said, if it bid you, bid me to come. He said, come.
It was him.
And he walked on the water till he got scared.
Amen.
Fear don't come from God. You know why the saints don't have what they can get? It's because they mix and they got too much stuff in them. Pull all that mess up out of them. You know, you hear certain words and you get scared. You know, you hear somebody say cancer. Ooh. Somebody said witchcraft. Ooh, you better jump. Boy, I went to that lady's house. They had painted some, what was it, Ella? White powder on the porch. I took my foot and I pushed that stuff back. I told that witchcraft spirit, I said, you ain't in control here. Come on, the king is on the inside. And he come to stop your mess. Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
You got to talk to cancer like you talking to anything else. You got to let the devil know you do not rule in this body. You do not rule in this house. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You don't do it, God ain't going to do it because I give you power. Didn't he say that? To tread on serpents. I didn't line the devil up. I didn't told him, when you speak my word, when she say my word, you got to run. You got to become something. Say, well, but I don't feel nothing. I don't walk by how I feel. I walk by what I believe. Glory to God. And I believe I'm healed. I believe, come on here, somebody. I believe I'm going to keep my sound mind. I believe I'm the head and not the tail. I believe I ain't going to live from paycheck to paycheck. I believe I'm going to have me some money in the bank. And I'm going to quit messing with people that every time they turn around, gimme, gimme, gimme. Y'all know that old saying.
Gimme,
gimme. You're going to go in the world. He got his neck broke messing with his kinfolk. Every time you turn around, gimme, 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 gimme. You find out they're going to the lotto house. They playing every number but the Holy Ghost number. And they still broke. Now, folks hungry, I'll feed them. But I'm not going to let you have all my money.
Amen.
Well, you know, blood is thicker than water. Jesus' blood is. And he died so that I don't have to be. Amen. See, you got to get strong. Some people, they so used to being con artists, you don't have the strength. So, Galatians say, you gotta come out of all of this, envy and all of that stuff like that, and getting mad at you got to, he said, you would not inherit the kingdom of God. So, in my close, the first endowment is to furnish, God furnishes ability and power to equip you. He gifts you with his wisdom, knowledge, and understanding so that you can operate in royalty. True riches, I said, come from the inside out. A person that is well endowed, that you can tell it because their spirit man is strong. Yeah. Amen. In this world, some people are scared to be different, but the Bible says we're peculiar people.
Mm-hmm.
God's wealth starts from allowing his word to change your mind, how you think, your heart, how you talk, and how you walk.
Right.
It's going to change all of that.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Until we are not comfortable with how we used to operate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I thought about the old lady. You know what I'm talking about. Rocking in the rocking chair. You know, God said, the angel came and knocked and said, you can have all of this here. She looked at that and said, let me at it. He said, it's yours, but first you got to change this, this, and this. She said, if I got to do all that, I just stay like I am. And that's how people are in the world today. So you have to step away, you know, and you got to get new ways and new attitudes. The earth recognizes the child of God and will produce for them blessings and not curse. And like the Bible said in Psalms 1, you got to meditate in this law day and night.
Yeah.
I don't have time for Beyonce.
Amen.
I'm not mad with her. I don't want none of her clothes or whatever. She's got herself rich, but I hope she get herself in heaven. But I don't have time to ride up and down the road and listen to that. I got teaching tapes on. I'm strengthening my spirit. I never know when somebody gonna call and got a life or death situation. I never know when the devil is gonna come and try to, you know, tempt me. So I got to keep my spirit strong. The strong man is the one that wins. Come on here. If we were to have an arm wrestle, we're going to find out who's the strongest. And the devil want to arm wrestle with you. You got to let him know that greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I'm not going to church to play church. I'm not going just to look pretty. I'm not going to look for a man or for a woman. I'm going to get my spirit man strong so that I can pull that devil down and I can call my money in and I can, come on here, live the life that the Bible says. Jesus said, I come to give you life and give it to you more abundantly.
Right.
You've been separated from darkness. Yeah. Don't let people pull you into them negative talking and ways, and that's not spiritual. Don't lie to yourself. When you come here, you living in a world of learned behavior.
Thank you, Jesus.
You learn how to think like that. Everybody around you think the same way. In this law, do it, he meditate day and night. The word of God is the law that you meditate on, and you put it first place in your life.
Yeah.
Don't never get too busy to feed your, keep your spiritual side. The devil will keep you busy running up and down the road.
Yes, he will.
I had somebody called me that used to come to the church, and I'm praying that they get away here. But they, you know, back then, ain't nobody picking up nobody no more since COVID. You know, you're just going to, but you know, people find a way to get everywhere else.
Thank you.
They find a way to get everywhere else. And then when you know, you got to want this thing so bad.
That's right.
I don't care if you pay Uber to get over here. I might give you some money to pay and go back, you know. But you got to show me that you want this thing. God saying, you know, you got to really want, it ain't going to come easy.
No.
You start living right. What he say happen when you live right?
Suffer
persecution. People going to talk about you.
Yes, they will.
They over here, they care. She must be selling dope over there. She done paid that church off. How they doing that? You know, and you know, sometimes I used to argue about what God doing. I said, well, God, we had more people than this, but dog, you know, and he said, let them look what I could do with a few folks. They church ain't paying for. Come on here. Look at what God can do. Sometimes you're looking at the bad things and you ought to be looking at the good things.
Yes.
Look at what God has already done. God is doing mighty things. He's raising up those, glory to God. He's going to put you in the marketplace. He's going to bless your coming in and coming out. They're going to look at you and say, how in the world? I wasn't looking for a man for money. I had some money when I met my man. Come on here, somebody.
Right.
Glory to God. I wasn't looking for a sugar daddy, but I wasn't looking for a broke daddy neither.
Because
he had to have. Come on here. Amen. I was too old when I married Elnil to start over again. He had to have a plan or something. A vision. He had to have something. Amen. We can't go that route. And then I had to let everybody know. Now, it ain't for him to take care of everybody.
Amen.
In my family.
Amen.
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 I'm going to teach you how to get your own.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people go fishing. If you cook fish every day, they come every day and eat. But you know what? I'm getting tired of looking at folks every day. Let me show you how to fish and you can go get you some fish.
All right.
And stay at your house and then you
can
cook it. Get you a family cooking.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Don't get mad because it ain't going to help nothing. Can I end this? I'm going to end it. 3 John. Verse 2 says, I wish above how many things?
All.
That thou mayest prosper.
Yes.
He said that. I didn't say it.
All.
And then he said, and be in health.
He
so we're not supposed to be out of health, in health.
Mm-hmm.
The devil will attack our body, but we're going to get him off our body. We're not going to get fearful. We're just going to say, listen, wait, let me handle this. Here. You know, just like, well, I ain't going to get into that. Y'all ain't ready for all of that yet, but you're getting there. He said that your soul, your mind, your willpower, and your emotions have to prosper. You got to learn to restrain yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You got to learn once you are full, you know, and you keep filling yourself with this word that's going to keep converting you to God's ways and showing you how to reap your inheritance. He's not going to be a tree in the backyard. He's going to bring opportunities.
Yes, he will.
He gave Abraham an opportunity. When he bring opportunities, you're going to have enough strength to take advantage of it. These doors ain't going to stay open forever. I told you, I went to Shreveport, Louisiana. I wasn't married then. I was traveling with a team. And I was so tired of sleeping on church house floors and all of this here. And we was in a little meeting. And this lady got up and testified about a house she went to get. And she couldn't get it. I'm talking about tongue talking, da-da-da-da-da. And she told where the house was at, you know, and gave the address. I'm writing that thing down because, you know, I'm looking for me something, you know, and everything. This is the God honest truth. I ain't going to lie about this here. Mm-hmm. I didn't have no money neither. And I mean, lying. She said, well, I didn't have the money. They wanted this, this, and this. But I had me a God that told me to go to that city.
All right now.
And when he tell me the vision, he going to have provisions to meet your needs.
All right.
So when I went, I got up the next day. Do you hear me? I didn't play.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to hold that number down.
All right.
I found out Google and found out where, you know. I had me a bottle of oil. This is true. And the man was just steady telling me, showing me like I had all the money in the world. And it's a wonder all that oil wouldn't straight down that wall. Cause God knows I was sliding my hand. I said, Lord, I need this house. I mean, I've done my due diligence. I slept in tents. I've slept, you know, traveling with a tent and everything and slept in people's houses. And it's time I want to lay my head in my own place. And I anointed that place. And God is my witness. I do not have to lie about this here. That man stuck his hand in his pocket. He said, I can't give you the key. Looked around. I said, what? He kept saying, I can't give you the key. You know, I learned to say shut up. Because the Holy Ghost working. I didn't say what key. Don't have no money. He just, because see, God was telling him to give me the key. And he just said, I can't give you the key. But he started pulling it out of his pocket. Hallelujah. He kept pulling it out of his pocket. And when he left, I had the key. And I stayed there 2 months till I had me some provisions to pay rent. Because my God will supply your need according to his riches and glory. Hallelujah. See, the Bible says the just shall live by his faith. He didn't say live by. God's going to teach you. He's going to break you down. He's going to teach you how to live by faith. Hallelujah. And when you operate in faith, they'll do for you what they won't do for everybody else. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I said, you ain't going to take me out here and leave me. Glory to God. And I can tell you, miracle behind miracle, we be here too long, and I know y'all ain't ready for that. It is a miracle God. He the same today that he was yesterday. Go see what he did for them back then. In my clothes, I thought about this particular scripture, 2 Samuel 4:4. It talks about Mephibosheth. Mephibosheth was the grandson of Saul. Saul was a king.
Yes.
Saul was the king. Jonathan was Mephibosheth's father, was a prince. And that made Mephibosheth, when he was born, royalty.
Yeah.
Y'all got the gist of it? He was born into royalty.
Yes, yes.
So when you born into royalty, everything that you ancestors had is passed down, just like we got ours bequeathed to, you know, our children and stuff. So there was a war, a great war against King Saul and Jonathan. Now Jonathan, before the war went out, him and David was really good blood friends. They call themselves blood brothers.
Yes, they were.
So, but the war broke out against Saul. And in this war, Saul got killed and Jonathan did too. And back then you had a nurse. Now Mephibosheth was 5 years old and he had a nurse that was in charge of him. And the war got so close that she picked him up and she took out running. And when she ran, she dropped him. And when she dropped him, he became lame in both of his feet. And She took him to a place called Lodibar. Lodibar was the lowest. Come on here. It was where the lowest of the low. See, in Lodibar, they ain't going to look for no prince. Amen. So she took him to this place called Lodibar. And the bar was low too, baby.
Lodibar.
And he grew up from 5 years old until he was a grown man living in Lodibar. And he had trained behavior. He wasn't expecting anything. He didn't have no good self-esteem, even though everything belonged to him. But because of what they had put in him, because of his mindset, because of what he was raised around. Amen. But you know, David, when he became king, he had told his buddy Jonathan, he said, I'll always be good to you and to your seed.
Yes.
So when David became king, he told him, go find him. How many know God was looking for you?
Yes.
And when he found you, he didn't find you to leave your pole broken to see. He said, go find him. And he went looking for him. And when he found him, he said, bring him to me. And when they brought Mephibosheth, I don't know if he had a wheelchair. I don't know how he got around back then. But he was still lame in his feet, and he brought him before David, and he fell on his face. And when he fell on his face, David said, I'm going to restore everything that belonged to your father, his servants, all of his land, all of his money. I'm going to restore everything back to you. Everything, because you were born. You may not look like royalty. You may not have a royal mentality, but you are entitled.
Hallelujah.
And what happened after then, that mentality, he said, what am I, a dead dog?
That's what he said.
He called himself a dead dog because he was around dead dog mentality. When you hang around people that's not under strong, eagle-winged, they got a mentality of, oh, if we get it good, if we don't. Ain't no if we don't. I'm going to get what's mine. Hallelujah. See, you got a weakened mentality. You got people that want to keep you. That's why it's all right, you know, to talk to them every now and then, but you're going to have to run with some eagles. You're going to have to make up your mind. They find out you're doing something great, they're going to work their minds around. Well, she thinks she's something else. Well, I'm going to tell you something. I may not be the something else that you're trying to make me be, but I'm not the same as I used to be. What he put inside of me, glory to God. What he has given to me and done for me. I don't need you to validate me. I'm validated by what God has already done on the inside of me. And it ain't nothing you can do can take this. You can drop me in Africa and I'll have me cheetah rugs and I'll have all kind of, come on here. My house still gonna look like the best. Come on here. Because you can't take out of me what I have allowed God to endow on the inside of me. That's why when we took over this property, Trina know, all kind of beer cans, all kind of paraphernalia. It was the worst looking, all these old ugly trees. But when it changed hands, when it changed kingdoms, hallelujah, when it changed kingdoms, this is what God did. Why? How did it come? From what's inside of us.
No, you're right.
Your endowment. He's going to give you this first. And then you're going to take what he put in here. And then you're going to go ahead. Come on. They used to do all kind of nasty stuff to that building we own right there. We put a gate around it. We gonna shut y'all down. We gonna shut you down. Then we gated this whole community. You ain't gonna come over here throwing your cans and your beer and doing your stuff on this ground. We shut them down. And we got that. When I get enough eagle-minded people, we got that liquor store. I done already shut it down. It's gonna shut down.
Build and see.
And you gonna wait till I get it and see what it's gonna look like when we finish. Mephibosheth fell down and said, "Am I dead? I ain't nothing but a dead dog because of the mentality." Don't hang around people that don't want to go nowhere and do nothing.
That's right.
Don't hang around these people. That's run their mouth and they got nothing to show for it. So what happened was, after he gave him everything, his father's servants, his father's land, everything he gave back to him, he said, "But you, I want you to come sit at my table." Because see, I got to change your mindset. I got to take that that low out of their eye. You come sit at the king's table and you get around royalty again, and then you'll start acting like royalty act. You won't go around low-minded people and let them pull you down to their level. Come on here. You're going to either pull them up or get them out your way. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, you come eat at my table to change his mentality.
Thank you, Lord.
Mephibosheth was born rich, born in royalty, but he was separated from royalty. Now, we weren't born in royalty. We got adopted into it. And we got to change our mind. And let me say this here before I close. He had to get back. He had to be retrained again to act like royalty, to talk like royalty, to see himself like royalty.
Yeah.
Even though everything had been endowed, given back to him, his rulership, he tell the servants what to do. He wasn't a servant. His crippled legs was not his disability. His mindset was.